this podcast is about connecting souls. There is a big difference between connecting souls and soulmates. You will see, hear, and feel the difference as I explain it. Because did you ever had the experience that you met somebody before? Somebody on the road, somebody you saw, and you were thinking, wow, I met this person before. But how? Why? When? A strong and strange feeling that you actually know the person, although you never met before. It's a feeling that makes you shake. You're disturbed to the core of your being. This can be the phenomena of connecting souls. Your soul has met the other before, but it's uncertain how. Old souls do encounter this feeling more often than the younger ones. So come on, let's get into the story of our mutual connection. There are different possibilities how you recognize a connecting soul and why we are connected. The first mystery is why we feel that we are connected with that person. Our first option is the energy connection. Each soul has a specific energy structure and contains a polarity. This polarity attracts and pushes away others without that we know it. You can compare it with a magnet in different strengths. Sometimes your soul turns up the magnetic fields higher and sometimes lower. The energetic fields around you is felt and seen by people directly surrounding you, and it cannot be seen by people far away on a distance. Meeting connecting souls in person is in fact rather easy. When you meet them, your mind and body tells you you like them. You like the person. You feel that special connection with them. But it's not always the same from the other side. Some souls, they wander in the dark. They are no longer aware of the old connections. They are here on Earth to finish a task, to complete a project. These people have a neutral polarity and are often focused on their work or another topic and will not see or even feel you. They are not connected to the source of the energy and cannot recognize what is going on around them. We can call them lost souls. At other times you meet a connected soul and both feel the same way. These connections can be valuable if we make them and do the right choices. Most of us make the choice of a relationship and take the connection to a physical level. Yeah, and that physical level could be needed to feel a deeper connection of reality, the here and now of the connection. And this is what different gurus preach. A good example was Bhagwan. He preaches that the physical level of connection would open the gates of heaven. Fact is, and most of you will have that experience, that the physical satisfaction and the mental connection can be two completely different things. We can have a physical interaction that's good, but in most cases it only lasts a relatively short time. The soul feels a missing link between the body and the soul connection. And there is a really good reason why this happened. You met the person in another life, in another dimension or entity. And at that moment, the shape of you and the other could be completely different. You even could be only in an astral form. The here and now of your physical is totally different from the connecting moment in the past. The difference makes the new unity not really feeling well. Are you still with me? Connecting souls are completely different from connecting bodies. Our bodies, in that circumstances, are just the carrier of our soul and not the instrument to create a new physical connection. The souls are on a whole different level. When you feel like you met a connecting soul, it is better not to interact on a physical level, as often it only leads to a disconnection and a real disappointment. But how do connecting souls get their existence? To understand that, we must go to the origin of life itself. All life starts with a source of energy. Energy is circulating throughout all universes, and there is no beginning nor an end. Souls are a part of that complete energy system and are separated of it, but also connected. To understand this better, I will give you an example from the chemistry. Everything you touch around you is made from some form of material. And all materials consist of molecules. And these again from atoms, which again can be further split down. So you can see that everything is separated and integrated in the whole. Everything is a part of something else. Our souls are individual, well, belonging to a larger entity, which again is a part of something bigger, and that goes on forever. Like the atoms, we move all the time because that is how energy works. It needs to flow, and it will be always on the go. Our souls move during the ages from place to place, without time, without space, from material to material, from body to body. And this is how the theory of karma came along. During our travels as souls, we connect with others for a purpose of the larger whole. Remember, like the atoms forms the molecules. Some of the connections are strong, like when the atoms really connect to each other to form a solid material, but most are weak, like the atoms in gas, or they float along. These feelings of strong connections, they come from the times that we were joined with others in the close interaction. We had the same call, the same purpose, and of the same being at such moments. With the strongest connections, we had that dependence on each other to perform something or interact with others. It was a need to rely on each other, an eternal trust, a faith of that moment, something that did last, but we never know how long. How can we recognize connecting souls? It's not yet fully known how we can track and trace our connected souls. But although research done, we found some clues that are really still under investigation. An interesting clue is that we check out some lookalikes. People who look like us or others, they can be connected. It seems that to be a long shot when people look the same, that they have the same characters, the same kinds of soul, and comparable appearance. They are most likely, and that is the strange part, to have the same kind of soul shape. Their souls have common features with ours. We may even be able to connect with them. Another way is by see and feel. And this is the cause and effect meeting. You see and feel that you have a connection with a person, but possibly you will never meet them in person and have a reality check with them. It can happen to people who are alive, but even with people who are really dead for a long time. These dead people's souls are probably still around somewhere, and they left a trace of energy for you and others to connect with. A trace from the past to assist the future with a purpose. Another way we recognize is that unknown emotion that occurs suddenly when we see a person, even if it's a famous person, a celebrity or otherwise. There is a strange emotion in our head and body that cannot be explained. And why we have it, as we never met that person in life before, but we really feel connected to the person. This is the most interesting part of our soul, as it is able to connect directly with our emotional system and steer some strings to make us feel strange. Because suddenly we feel sad, happy, enjoyed, or another emotion that should not be there regarding the situation and the fact you do not know that person well enough to feel that way, but yet you do. This unexplained interaction of what you experience has everything to do with your soul connection. And this connection goes way beyond the ratio and comes from an energetic source. And often This person also has a meaning for you in the past. And who knows, in whatever way it was, you feel emotionally touched in a strange way. The connection is directly affecting your physical body stronger than you did expect and normally have when you meet another person right in front of you. And these souls had a meaning for you all along, but you cannot determine what meaning. Here, acceptance and appreciation, or another emotional feeling, comes in place, and you should live in that moment and for the time being. Often we hear people talking about soulmates. And soulmates are people you feel deeply connected with, but not in a needy way, not in a desired way. You connect with a person as a soulmate and often think to make the same move and sleep with that person. After the connection is not anymore as strong as it's supposed to be, and both go their own way. And a soulmate is only for the soul and not for the body. That is why we call them soulmates. So it's not your lover, it's not your sex partner, it is your soulmate. And when you feel that deep connection with the person, make clear that what you have must be cherished and protected. A hug, even a long holding, enjoying each other's company, and even kissing is perfect. But really, a French kiss or a sexual move is already too far on the road, and it's going nowhere than breaking that connection and connecting souls. Are unique, and it gives you a special experience which must last a lifetime, and it will carry on to the next lives to come and protect the moment and the time of the experience to let the soul really connect and feel that power. Just the soul is the goal, and leave the body out of it. I know, for many people who are on dating sites and seeking their lovers, they seek that soulmate of eternity in which they will be happily ever, forever, like in the most Disney movies. But these are movies, and the reality that our soul connects, our soul survives, and our soul will pass on lives, is a little bit different from that physical experience you have in a moment. Doesn't mean that you can find a soulmate that will be your lover this life, but that implies that it will be this life that you set the connection for the souls that will last forever in the next lives. And then you will meet that person and have that same feeling of that soul connections that I mentioned before. So you can set your soul connection now with your soulmate and have that deep, deep experience that you should have at least once in a lifetime. and then let it last. And then you will know in next lives how deep was that connection. How far can you go? And don't expect in another life, in another identity, in another entity, in another shape, in another time, in another form, to be that physical same again. Our energy survives and goes along with our soul for eternity.